Neal, the host of the Good News Podcast. This is your source for good news, fun stories, and sonic joy. All of this goodness is coming to you from beautiful Chicago, Illinois. For today's episode of the Good News Podcast, I'm going to update an earlier story about the philanthropy of Dolly Parton. I hope I'm not the person breaking the news to you, dear listener, but Dolly Parton has passed. And as we've covered, she was an amazing force for good in so many different ways. Employees at Dollywood were encouraged to further their education with totally free education options available to workers from day one. She recently donated enough money to a children's hospital that they decided to name it after her. And potentially her biggest philanthropic impact is the Imagination Library. I'll play the original story about the Imagination Library after this update, but as of today, more than 3 million kids have registered for the Imagination Library, where they can get a free book mailed to them every month with the understanding that kids who have books will become readers. The Imagination Library has gifted more than 332 million books, and that number is only going to go up. People around the world are trying to figure out how to celebrate Dolly Parton, and according to her family, rather than sending flowers, they request donations to the Imagination Library. I'll play the original story now. Thanks for listening. For today's episode of the Good News Podcast, we are traveling to California, where the state, in partnership with the Dollywood Foundation, has announced a statewide expansion of Dolly Parton's Imagination Library. Dolly Parton has, of course, figured prominently on the Good News Podcast before. The Imagination Library is an incredible program with the intent of getting kids all around the country reading more. Kids who sign up for the Imagination Library will get a free book in the mail every single month. So that program is cool in its own right and has given out millions of books. In fact, it's over 200 million books now since 1995. And also, if you're an employee at Dollywood, Dollywood will pay for continuing education for you. So that is very cool too. But this expansion in California means a ton more kids are going to be enrolled in the Imagination Library program. Over the next few years, about 2 million kids will be eligible to enroll in the Imagination Library program. And for the first time, they will have bilingual options, which is also really, really cool. Governor Newsom in California is quoted as saying, "Dolly Parton unites us through her music and through her commitment to helping all kids develop a love for reading. With this statewide expansion of Dolly Parton's Imagination Library, California is on track to put more free books in children's hands than any other state in the nation, broadening millions of young minds to a world of unlimited possibilities." And that tracks. California is still the largest state in the United States, so there are a lot of kids who can get reading. Dolly Parton is a perennial source of good news, and truly, across the political spectrum, there's just so much love for Dolly Parton. And I would say, rightly so. If you're interested in learning more about Dolly Parton, I'd encourage you to check out Jad Abumrad's Dolly Parton's America podcast. It's a really cool project, and Jad Abumrad is just a very talented radio and podcast producer, so worth checking out for no other reason than just really good audio storytelling. That is the good news I have for you today. Enjoy the rest of your day. Thanks for listening. If you've got good news or an idea for the show, amazing. Send an email to hello@thegoodnewspodcast.fm. While you're at it, follow us on Twitter, @TheGoodNewsPod. If you love the show, think about supporting our Patreon or reviewing us wherever you're getting this podcast from. Both are great. The music you hear on the show is from Poddington Bear. Have a great day.